This is Amanda.
Hey, Amanda. This is Sensei Womack. You've been on the yoga drop technique, the auction thing at the school, you know?
Yes.
And when you signed your name in on this thing, you like dug your pencil into the desk and stuff, and you kind of, you know, scratched words into the desk, and they were kind of obscene, and they wanted me to let they wanted me to let you know that they didn't appreciate that. You shouldn't do things like that because you're an adult.
What?
When you signed this sheet, the pencil you used, you dug it into the desk and wrote.
Dug what into the desk?
Not the desk, but the thing that you were signing on. You like dug into it and drew pictures and wrote obscene words, and they just wanted.
Who is this? And can I have your name and number? Because I did not. I signed my name.
Yeah. You signed it, but then you also, I guess, dug your pencil into the desk, and you also took the pencil. And I know it's just a pencil and it's not worth anything, but. It would have been nice if you hadn't stolen the pencil.
I'm sorry?
The pencil. You stole the pencil.
What is your name again?
You were like the last person to sign your name on this, and you took off with the pencil.
First of all, what is your name? You're talking about with what school?
The school that you signed up for this yoga drop raindrop technique. This weird.
Okay, and what is your name?
My name is Sensei Womack.
Okay, and are you with this yoga place?
Right, yeah.
I did not take a pencil. I did not sign obscene things or pictures. I signed my name, and that's it.
Yeah, well, they have security cameras in the school, you know, and the security cameras don't lie.
In the school, excuse me, sir, this is done out in the parking lot.
I know, they have them in the parking lot, too. Why wouldn't they have them in the parking
lot?
What
are you talking about?
The security cameras, they have them everywhere, and they know that you took the pencil. Like, I watched the...
This is a sick joke, and I don't know what you're thinking of. What pencil are you talking about?
You used a pencil to sign your name on this sign-up sheet for the raindrop technique.
What pencil did I take? Because I was actually a volunteer at the school, and I was not taking a pencil.
Okay, well, just because you're a volunteer doesn't mean you can just walk off with all the office supplies, you know?
Okay. Is there a phone number that I can have to have my reach back to you, please?
Yeah, just look on your caller ID and call that number.
I don't know what you're trying to... So what are you trying to accomplish here?
Oh, I wanted to let you know that you won the yoga drop raindrop technique for $40. And I can go ahead and, you know, give you the info on that so you can come in and...
I think I'm good. I think I'm completely okay. If actually, first of all, calling and accusing me I stole a pencil. Second of all, saying that I've made a scene and dug my pencil into some kind of picture. I don't appreciate that at all.
Yeah, we
so
don't.
I think I'll pass.
We don't appreciate
and
that.
I think I will contact. I think I'll contact somebody that I know that's actually was over this. So I appreciate that.
Okay, well,
very much.
You know, you don't have to be a bitch about it because I'm just letting you know that they saw you steal the pencil.
Wow. You need to refrain yourself, sir.
I know you're in a school and everything, but that doesn't mean you have to graffiti everything like you're a little kid.
Graffiti.
Yeah, you're graffiti in the...
You have a nice day, sir. Thank you. I'm hanging up the phone call.
Oh, you have a nice day.
This is the Snowplow Show, brought to you by the Phone Losers of America. So grab yourself a Four Loko, crack it open, sit back, and enjoy.
Quit calling me a hobo.
Hey, everybody. This is episode 438. I'm your host, Arby. Thanks for that intro, El Hombre. I think he sent that one in years ago, and I kind of forgot about it. Today's show is sponsored by Thunor. Thank you, Thunor, for being a supporter over at patreon.com/phonelosers, just like all of you should be, so you can get extra shows every single week and get instant access to about 77 secret shows. Right now, all you have to do is sign up at patreon.com/phonelosers. I don't really have any announcements for today's show. Nothing I can think of, anyway. You should definitely check out the show art for today's episode, because today's episode was a live show, and I spent all day not posting it, and that gave Nick Caesar time to draw some really cool art for it. So go check that out on snowplowshow.com, and be sure to visit Nick's other art over at scary-art.com, or scary-art.com, you know, the little dashy thing. So yeah, it's a live show today. It looks like Henrik submitted some music to us. So we're going to listen to that, and then we're going to get into the live show.
And it's possible to talk to someone with lies, sarcasms, deceptions, exaggerations, to confuse the truth.
I can make every spoon in an entire cafeteria come over and make a big cool spoon tower. You probably read about me in scientific journals and stuff.
I have not.
Hey, everybody. I'm Arby. We're doing a live show. It's been a while since I did a live show. I think I've forgotten how to do live shows. But whatever, I'll give it a try. I'm mostly just doing a live show because someone named Bob Murphy sent me a kind of a cool list that I think would be fun to call today. He sent me a list of Goodwill auction sheets. And that's a thing where you go to a Goodwill thrift store. They have a bunch of stuff behind a display case so you can't steal it. And there's a book, and you sign your phone number and your name and your bid on the item. And if all goes well, you win the item behind the display case. He sent me a picture of the display case. I see purses. Hold on a second. I see purses. I see fluffy white slippers. Yep, I'd keep those behind a display case. I see some sort of a Bluetooth speaker. Looks like it's worth maybe $20. A GPS watch. A big yellow GPS watch. Some baseball cards. A bunch of old shitty cameras. Like old 35mm cameras. A JVC camcorder. Some old looking books. Some shoes. Wow. People are bidding on this stuff. What else? Yeah, more cameras. Oh, that one's digital. It looks like straight out of the early 2000s. A book on collecting coins. So yeah, I'm sort of watching both chat rooms. Somebody was asking just a second ago, Chris B, wanted to know if I was watching the Discord. I'm sort of watching them both. I'm mostly in the Mixler chat on Mixler.com/phonelosers. That's probably the best place to go. Anyway, Bob Murphy says, "Hey, Arby, got these numbers from my local Goodwill. Looks like the auction finishes on 2/10, which is tomorrow. So you might want to act soon." And he sent that at 10 o'clock last night. Love, Bob Murphy. Okay, so I think I have all these lists opened up. I think I have my caller ID set properly. I really want to call this one guy first. Because he used like a Sharpie or something. Not even a Sharpie, like some gigantic marker. Like it takes up two lines and you can barely read it, but I think I can make out the number. Like he's a damn hobo. I'm going to ask him if he's like two. I can't even read his name. It might say Michael. Like seriously, like a big Crayola marker or something, and you can't read it. Like a big permanent marker. One of those really wide ones. And you're supposed to use a pin. So I think I just basically want to call him up and yell at him. But I'm trying to figure out. Oh wait, there it is. This is for a cowhide. No, it says cowhide, approximately 5.5 by. Oh, approximately 5 feet by 6 feet. No tears, cowhide. What would that be? I don't see anything like that in the display case. Maybe it's not pictured. Cowhide what? Like what? Like just like a rug or something? A cowhide rug? I Regret Jumping says it must be removed from the cow by the buyer. Be like, yeah, that one you saw in the store, that was just a sample. You know, like, we don't sell that one. What are you new at this? So I got shit to do today, you guys. I'm leaving probably in about 2 hours, so this technically is not a XYZ pre-show. I think I will be gone by noon my time, which is in 1 hour and 50 minutes. Okay, so yeah, we should get started. All these numbers, they might not even pick up. This might just be like a 15-minute show of people not picking up, and I'll give up, and I'll quit. All right, so this first one, I cannot read his area code at all, but I know what the area code is, so I think we have a good chance of reaching him? Let's give it a try.
Please leave your message for 51.
Okay, so I'll call the next one. Let me write. I'm using Windows Paint, so I'm a little rusty with figuring out how to make notes on Windows Paint. Did not answer. All right, next is David.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice.
See, what did I say? This is going to be a short show today. Nobody's going
to
pick
up. Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
I blame Bob Murphy. I think this next one is named Janella. Oh, and it's actually ringing. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, Janella.
This is Luella.
Oh, same thing. I'm calling from Goodwill. You bid on this cowhide thing?
Oh, yes.
And they've got the cows here in the store in the back room. Did you want to come over and go ahead and, like, you basically won. We're letting, like, the last three people win.
When was that?
It looks like
it's not auction day yet.
Yeah, but, you know, it's close enough. We just decided to end it early because the cows, they brought the cows over a day early on this one.
The cows. I'm still puzzled about what it is. Are you at West Austin?
Lake Austin, yep.
Okay. And it's a cowhide?
Well, yeah, but it's like you have to come over and you have to cut the cowhide off yourself, off of a live cow. Like, they brought the cows in today. They were supposed to bring them in yesterday, but they got here a day early, and we don't want to sit here and feed them for a whole day. So
you're kidding me.
Oh, no, I'm not kidding. So I needed to know, are you
cutting the hide off of a live cow?
Yeah. Are you going to bring your own knife? We have cutting tools here available.
This is some kind of joke.
No, I wouldn't joke, ma'am. No, you basically won the auction.
I didn't bid on cutting a hide off of a cow.
Yeah, well, you bid on a cowhide, five foot by 6 foot cowhide. That's about how big this will come out to, if you're good at cutting, that is.
But the auction is not until Saturday.
Right, but the cows are here today, and we don't have cow food here. Like, I don't know what cows drink.
This is a big joke. Listen. That the Humane Society wouldn't permit that, for one thing.
No, we're going to...
And it's just ridiculous.
No, we're going to... Well, where do you think the cowhide comes from normally?
I know it's when they kill a cow and butcher it, then they cut the hide off. They don't do it before they're alive.
No, we're going to kill them.
You know, this is a joke.
It's... why would you think it's a joke? We're not going
to... Because it's not possible for it to be done.
Well, we're not going to let you dehide a live cow. That's ridiculous. No, we're going to kill the cows.
Well, that's what you said. You're going to have to cut it off of the cow, you said.
Yeah, you will have to cut it off the cow, but it's going to be a dead cow. We're going to shoot him.
Oh, come on. Look, you're just going too far.
I'm not going too far. I don't know why you're laughing at me. This is...
Well, because there is no... You're funny. Okay.
Well, you're not going to win if you're not going to cut it off yourself. I'm not going to cut it off. That's
gross. The auction hasn't taken place yet.
I know.
This sounds like Matt. This sounds like Matt.
Ah, you got me.
Is it Matt?
It's Matt. How you doing?
You're funny.
How you doing, Janella?
Oh, I'm okay. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good.
I'm trying to fill out my wildlife management report, and I was kind of in this daze of all this stuff about cows and pastures and everything. So at first I thought, what in the world are you talking about? I couldn't get my mind in gear, but I knew it sounded like you.
Yeah, I'm a
voice expert.
You caught me. You're such a voice expert. Hey, do you know what cows drink?
How are you doing?
By the way, what do cows drink?
Water.
Oh, what else?
Well, I guess baby cows drink milk.
Okay, there you go. Ding, ding, ding.
But anyway, well, that's funny. I'll remember this. I'll have to tell people about getting a call about the cowhide.
Yeah, just don't tell my mom. Okay. Don't tell my mom. She'll get mad.
Are you doing? Are you doing all right? I miss seeing you.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing pretty good. I'm gay now.
Oh, you are?
Yep.
Well, I knew it all along.
Did you really?
I can just always tell.
Really?
Oh, I don't know how. Maybe not always tell, but I knew you were, and that's okay.
Yep. Oh, thank you for being so accepting.
I love you anyway.
Oh, thanks.
I don't judge people. You know, I think I told the girls that one day they were talking about something like that, and I said, you know, that's something I don't know how it happens, why it happens, and that's just up to them and their conscience, and I don't judge people because, you know, I just don't know.
You're so nice. Yeah, ever since Uncle William, I've been gay.
Uncle William.
Yeah, ever since the incident. It's.
Oh, I see.
I'm just, yep.
Well, that's, you know, I really feel like people are born with whatever kind of inclinations they have.
Like that song.
And I just,
Like that song, like that Lady Gaga song.
Oh.
Yeah, you know.
Lady Gaga song, I guess so, yeah.
Yeah,
but I just don't judge people. And, you know, about other things too, whatever choices people make or whatever they are in life, that's just the way it is.
Yep.
So,
well, I've decided I hate all straight
very
people.
Dear cousin. Well, actually, I had two very dear cousins who were gay. And one of them, he had AIDS back in 85 when we were first hearing about it. He had a job where he traveled all over the world and a really good job. And he and one of his brothers both were gay. But I loved them dearly and lost them both along the way and missed them ever since. But they were very good friends. And I never judged. So I love you anyway.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. Me and my gay friends,
okay.
we go around and we beat up straight people. We've decided.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, we're taking it back. We're going around and getting them back for all these years of repression. We go out on the street if we see a straight couple holding hands. We go out there and just beat the crap out of them. It's fun.
You're funny. Yeah. Oh dear, I just think if everybody just accepted everybody the way they are, and we'd all be a better world. Because in the end, everything we do or don't do, and decisions we make in life, and what paths we follow, it's between us and God. It's not anybody else's business.
Amen.
So that's the way I feel.
Preach it. Yep, I agree.
Yeah.
Well,
it's good to hear from you. I have missed seeing you. I asked about you several times. They said you're only coming over to the shop on Thursdays, and of course that misses me.
Oh, what day do you come to the shop?
Huh?
What day do you come to the shop?
Tuesday and Wednesday.
Oh, I'm going to come on Tuesday just to see you.
Okay.
And give you a gay hug.
Okay. Well, how did you find my name? Did you go to Goodwill and look on the thing to bid on something?
Yep, I saw it on there, and I'm like, yep, that's Janella.
It's Luella.
Well, I know, but your handwriting's sloppy. So I just
Okay. You're funny. Okay.
Well,
maybe I'll see you again sometime.
Okay, I hope so.
Okay.
Matthew,
you take care of yourself now.
All right, bye, Matthew. Okay. Away.
Bye-bye.
That was kind of awkward. I'm not sure how I feel about that one. Yeah, Henrik, I should have told her I wasn't Matt. You're like, just kidding. I'm actually just a prank caller. Don't know what you're talking about. I love that she always knew Matthew was gay. She could always tell. Maybe I'm going to help Matthew actually come out of the closet for real. I probably just did him a huge favor. Okay, so there's one more person on this list for the cowhide. Someone named Irby. U-R-B-I. He has man handwriting. She's going to spread rumors all over the family that Matthew's gay now. Matthew called me up. He told me he's gay. I'm so happy for him. She's going to think it's weird that Matthew called from Goodwill.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
What else have we got? We've got a Samsung flat screen TV. The bidding is at $75 for that one. I wonder how big it is. It doesn't say how many inches. They're probably totally getting ripped off. Super Bowl XLV11. So what is that? What's 10? What's L? Is that 50? I don't know. Is that 60? Is that 65? 67? XLVII? Quick, tell me what an L is. Is that a 50? I think it's 67. Tell me if I'm stupid. Quick. Oh, shit. 52? Oh, is L 50? What? It's not 50. Oh, yeah, 50. Okay, I see what you're saying. 92? Oh, because it's 50 minus X. Wait, what? It's 69? Is it 420? 911? Fuck! Okay, anyway, what else? What else do we have? A ram head mount. A ram head mount. All males on this one. Oh, no, no, there's one female. Someone named Buck. Someone named Kirk. Yeah, I'm confused about why it would be XLV. Like, shouldn't it be LXV? I don't know how this shit works. Don't they do them in order? Should I tell them they have to chop the head off of the ram? Or is it just the mount? Maybe I should call Goodwill for this. Hold on. Let's call Goodwill. Let's find out about this thing.
Thanks for calling Goodwill.
Hey, I have a few questions.
Okay.
Okay, number one. Question number one. You have like an auction there for a ram head mount.
Uh-huh.
What the hell's that?
It's just a ram. I guess somebody killed it and I don't know.
They killed it?
Yeah.
Like, so it's an actual ram's head?
I believe it is.
Can you see?
We don't, when they bring the stuff through the back, we don't know if it's real or fake. They just put it out there on the auction.
So is it like on a plaque?
No, it's not on a plaque. It's on nothing.
Oh, it's just a head of a ram just like sitting there?
Yeah.
Because on the auction it says ram head mount.
Unless they mean when they say ram head mount, like you can mount it up on your walls or something.
Ooh,
that's what they mean.
Like you can like put that. It on a stick.
Yeah.
So it's just a ram head. That sounds gross. Like, is the neck sealed up or is there like stuff hanging out of it?
No. It's not nothing. It's like they done already did what they normally, you know, I don't know how they do it where they can have the head and stuff sitting up there on the, on the wall, but ain't no guts or nothing hanging out.
Oh, that's good. Aren't rams like, aren't they an endangered species?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay, one more question. Question number two. Mm-hmm. You have an auction for a Super Bowl XLVII memorabilia.
Right.
What Roman numeral is XLVII?
Oh, hold on. Let me see, okay?
Okay. What, you don't just know? I don't see the Super Bowl thing in here. I see something for the Lakers. Why don't you take pictures of more pages? It looks like there's a ton of shit in here. Like 55 things. He only gave me like four pages of things.
If you can remember, it's 2013 when the 49ers and the Ravens played in the Super Bowl. So I don't know what number that is.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a nice day.
You too.
Bye. Google says 47. I don't know, like it's... X is 10, L is 50. You just add them all up, right? X, L, V, that's 55. Or 65, and then 60... No. Yeah, 65, 67. Wouldn't it be... But someone says 47. Yeah, is there a Super Bowl in 47? Someone says 57. Where do you get 57? Oh, yeah, never mind. X is before L, so it's L minus X. They don't put subtraction in Roman numerals, do they? 63? No, it can't be 63. Come on. I'm not clicking your malware link. I regret jumping. Super Blow 69. Oh, yeah. Okay, anyway. Ram head mount. So should I say we have the rams in the store and they have to chop the heads off? It's like an arts and crafts thing. Oh, look at this asshole. He bid 25 and then later he bid 43. He's trying to game the system. Oh, I should tell him we added both of his bids together. So 25 plus 43. Oh shit, more math. That's 8, 8, 68. He's bidding $68. That's what I'll tell him. McScat says the ram spoke to me. We should be like, oh shit, it's still alive.
Oliver, please leave a message.
Oh, come on. Come on, Franklin, pick up.
Hello?
Hello, Oliver?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from the Goodwill.
Yes.
You bid on this ram thing?
Yes.
This ram head, so it looks like you bid 25 and then you bid 43. So we're just putting you down for $68 because that's what that would, you know, if you added those together. Is that what you meant?
I was thinking 43.
Oh, but it has two numbers. It has 43 plus 25. We got to add them together.
Oh, you do? Really? Oh, well, I don't want to do that.
Okay.
Let's cross out the earlier one.
No, I was just trying to get more money out of you. It's fine. We can do the 43.
Okay, but is it over with or is it closing tomorrow?
Okay, so here's the thing. It was supposed to be tomorrow. But they delivered the rams early, so we have six rams here in the back room, and we're going to give them away to the highest six bidders.
Oh,
so they want me to call you and find out if you'd like to come over today and cut the rams' heads off, or yours, just on yours.
So choosing the one that I want out of the five.
Yeah, they're like live rams over here. And
wow. Let me come over after work. Can I do that?
What time is that?
Oh, 5, 6, something like that.
Okay, yeah, we're here till 9 p.m. tonight.
Great.
It's just,
we've got
all these rams in the back room in the receiving area, and they're stinking up the place, pooping and stuff.
Are they live?
Yeah, they're alive, and you're going to have to, can you bring your own knife? Because we're doing like a arts and crafts type thing, and it's
you're totally kidding.
No, I wouldn't kid about this. A knife or
a
saw.
Well, I don't understand. Yeah, hang on outside just a second. The connection's not in the building.
Yeah. Okay.
One second. Hold on. Just about outside. Okay. So explain to me. You don't actually have real live rams. I thought that was just a stuffed ram.
No, you're going to stuff it. It's like an arts and crafts type thing we're doing here. We did this with cows a month ago with cow hides.
Really?
We brought in real cows and people skin the cows and take the hides off and, make their own thing. So this month, we're doing it with rams. We're going to be doing next month we're doing
I thought it was just... I thought it was just the mounted head.
Oh no!
What I was bidding on.
No, you get to mount it yourself. Next week we're going to be doing fox fur.
Oh my god!
Live foxes.
Oof. Well, gee, I don't know what to do with that. That's really not what I had in mind.
Well, I had no idea. If you don't have a cutting tool, it's fine. We have cutting tools here. It's just you might have to wait a little while. To wait your turn, for a cutting tool to be available. They have these saw things and knives and stuff.
Well, can I rescind my bid? Because I thought it was that, I thought what I was bidding on was that mounted head.
Oh, well, what's the problem though? This is more intimate. It's it's your own, you're doing it yourself. It makes it, more special.
Well, yeah, but I don't have, I'm not, I'm, yeah, I can't, I'm not capable or equipped or mentally or time-wise or anything to deal with that.
What do you mean mentally? It's a stuffed, it's going to be a stuffed ram head, just like the one you bit on.
Yeah, but I'm not going to kill the animal myself.
Why not? you would put a dead animal's head on your wall, but you can't kill it yourself?
Look, I've done that before. You're not really with Goodwill.
No, I am with Goodwill. I just think it's weird that like you would want a dead animal's head on your... I mean, that's fucked up enough, but like you can't even kill it yourself? Like, come on, don't be a pussy.
Yeah, no, I'm not even going to participate in this. This is completely out of control. I'm not interested in killing a ram. I have actually hunted for food, and I have very great respect for animals, and I'm not going to participate in killing animals. And I don't think you're...
Well, this is like hunting. It's just in a smaller room, and they can't run away.
No, that's completely nuts.
It's not nuts. We do this all the time.
Well, and you called me a pussy just now. I don't understand... What kind of staff person calls somebody who's trying to buy something a pussy?
Because you're being a pussy. Like it's
I'm just not being a pussy. I don't know who the fuck you are, and I don't know what you're calling me about. This is nuts. I've never heard of this project
you
before.
You just chopped the head
it
off.
Makes no sense to me. Huh?
You want a dead thing looking at you from your wall, but you can't kill it yourself? Like that
it,
sounds like you're a pussy.
No. I've done that before, and I don't want to do it, and I will do it again someday. But in this case, that wasn't what I was interested in. And if you guys want to call me back about it and push it, then push it. But I'm not going to answer the phone.
Well, all bids are final, so you have to do this.
Shit. I'm not going to pay for it. I'm not coming over there and killing an animal and putting it on my wall.
Well,
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
That's
nuts.
You'll only put a dead animal on your wall that someone else kills? Oh, my God. You're such a pussy.
I bet fuck yourself.
I bet you've never actually really killed an animal. All right. I guess I got to go fuck myself. Thanks for whoever said that it's just like hunting. It's just in the back room. That's all. That'd be kind of weird to have like a dead animal staring at you from your wall. I've never had much desire to have a dead animal hanging on my wall. Or a head of a dead animal. That's just fucked up. Let me call him back one more time. Axpus.
Yes?
Hey, not only are you a pussy, you're also a crybaby.
Look, I'm not going to answer the phone again.
Good.
Can tell whatever what you want. I'm not even going to talk.
You're not going to answer the phone because you're a pussy and a coward. I don't think I've ever worn a leather jacket, Mountjoy. And also, I don't hunt for my food. I get my food in the grocery stores, so it's not real animals. The only reason I haven't had a leather jacket is because I can't afford it. You know, if I could afford, you know, $300 for a jacket, sure, why not? Let's see, what's next? Should we do more ram heads? Should I do that same prank? You guys got any other ideas? Oh yeah, Axpa told me to call him a crybaby, by the way, so that was Axpa's idea. Yeah, someone get me a leather duster and one of those leather hats with goggles on it, and I can fly planes. I'll wear it up to the space station. Nikki D says it's like Build-A-Bear for live animals. I should be like, you're getting a bargain. It says you're just getting the head, but we'll let you have the whole body. We're going to fill it with stuffing. Okay, all right. I guess next call then. Next call for the ram head. I should have been like, okay, I'll do it. You can watch me do it. You're too much
the number
pussy
you have dialed is not in service.
Aww.
Please check the number and try again.
Where's my paintbrush tool? All I have is a pencil. I need a paintbrush. Oh, there it is, I think. God damn it, Microsoft Paint. Where's the paintbrush? I used to have a paintbrush here. All right, whatever. Let's cross stuff out with a pencil. Like I'm a girl or something. Like I'm an accountant. Like Jennifer Cacti. Okay, next is Buck. Anyone have any ideas on what I should say to Buck? The last three digits of Buck's number is also 666. So he's just some weird pagan guy that likes to have dead animal heads on his wall. No, not Butt. Buck. What's I Regret Jumping's idea? Quick, tell me. The ram will sing to him like a bass. Oh yeah, like a Billy Bass. Whatever. We've rigged it up. All right, let me copy that one. I regret jumping. That sounds fun. It's a cast of the head of L.A. Rams quarterback Jared Goff. I like the Billy Bass idea, too, though. Ask Buck if he's an uncle. I should call Franklin back. I mean, Oliver back as the girl voice.
You have reached the voicemail box of...
Be like, that was my employee, Chad. He's just being a jokester. That's all. Devin wants me to say that the ram is pregnant. You have to wait until she gives birth, and then you can kill her. No, you can't kill her. You can kill the babies. And Buck's not going to answer. I want to talk to someone named Buck.
You have reached the voice.
One more time. Next is Kirk. Kirk doesn't know how to write down an area code. So I'm just going to assume it's what most of the other area codes are. Kirk thinks he's still living in the 80s where all the area codes are the same in his area. Devin says the ram may or may not have a hidden camera inside. Roger Dodger says the ram sings Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Well, you know what? I can call these people back on Saturday, you know, tomorrow, when they're more likely to be home. That's what I'll do. I'll do that tomorrow. Call some of these people back.
You have reached Kirk.
All right, the only female on the ram head list is Diane.
Hi, this is Diane. Sorry I missed your call.
Fucking Diane. It's okay, though. We've got two more lists after this one.
Hello?
Hi, Diane?
Yes?
It's Roy from the Goodwill. You bid on this ram head.
Did?
Yeah, do you remember?
Okay.
It's got your phone number. You wrote your name. Did you do this or did you not?
Yes. I thought you. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Well, the Rams came in today, and the one that we were going to give to you, like you basically won, but the ram that came in, it's pregnant. So it looks like it's going to give birth any day now. We have to wait until it gives birth, and then we can chop the head off.
Sure, no problem.
Yeah, well, no, I'm just saying, you know, it would be kind of inhumane to kill it before it's given birth because it's going to, you know, there's going to be baby rams.
Oh, yeah, sure, go for it. It will have lots of baby ram heads.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Okay, you're pretty strange to be calling me about this.
Makes good business sense. Why am I strange to be calling about this? You signed up for the auction.
Right, but why are you telling me this?
Because, you know, the auction was supposed to end tomorrow, but we weren't expecting to get a ram in that was pregnant.
Okay. Whatever, dude.
And also, you're going to be responsible for child support for the baby rams?
Well, take a hike, dude. I don't have time for your BS.
Why are you calling me dude? That's very disrespectful. What was that about? Duck Hunt Pros says I should be, you've been rammed, like you've been butt rammed. That's what I should say. Man, Diane doesn't fuck around.
Hi, this is Diane.
Oh, now she's hitting the fuck you button. Whatever, Diane. One last person on this list, that would be Richard. Richard has pretty good handwriting. I can read all of his numbers, and I'm sure that they're correct.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
I really wanted to tell Richard about the, you know, his ram was a Billy Bass. I was going to tell him, like, Chad, like, modified it. Chad over and receiving. Okay, let's see. I guess I can close out this first list. Man, nobody answered except the lady who knew that Matthew was gay. Let me close out the ram head list. So we've got two lists left. We've got a Samsung flat screen TV. It only has three people on it. And what's the other one? Oh yeah, the Super Bowl 65, 67, I don't know. It's got three people on it. So yeah, this show's, it's not even going to last till noon. Sorry, 99 listeners. But I know one thing that will help the show last until noon. If we take a quick pee-pee break, I'm going to go pee-pee. And while I'm going pee-pee, I'm going to sing Air Supply at the top of my lungs. Be right back.
I realize the best part of life is the thinnest line. I wish I could carry your smile in my heart for times when my...
Okay, I'm back. Let's see. We've got six numbers left. I think we're going to start with Super Bowl XLVII memorabilia. First person is Ahmed. He bid $10. The guy after him, he's a fucking cheapskate. The guy after him bid $11. You know, he couldn't do like 15 or 20. He did 11 after 10. Actually, Ahmed kind of sucks because the starting bid was 10. You know, Goodwill set $10 as the starting bid. And most people go higher than the starting bid because that's how it works. But nope, he just started with $10. So he didn't even deserve to win. What a dick. These people on this flat screen TV, they know how to do it. Starting bid 50. One after that 60. One after that 70. After that 75. Okay, anyway, let's call Ahmed. I don't know what to say about the Super Bowl, though. Anyone got any ideas? It's Super Bowl memorabilia. I'm going to call it Super Bowl 67. Tell someone the amount that they bid isn't suspicious and you've turned them over to the authorities for possible money laundering. What? What, King Richard? Yeah, I don't know either. I'm calling in. I'm doing it. Dad, what was that? So, okay, let me try again. Seemed like somebody picked up and hung up.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice.
Now it's straight to voicemail.
Hello?
Hello, Ahmed? 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 Hello? Hello? It's Goodwill. I'm calling from Goodwill. Can you hear me? All right. Let's try again. Ahmed and his damn hobo phone. Doo-doo. Hello? Hello, Ahmed. Earth to Ahmed.
Hello?
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 Hey, you're doing it right this time. You put the phone to your ear. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, yay. How you doing? This is Roy from the Goodwill.
Okay, sir.
You bid on the Super Bowl XLV11 memorabilia.
Yes.
Which Super Bowl would that be? XLV? Like X stands for 10, L's for 50, V is for...
That was number 17. It says you had five pieces together.
Yeah, yep, five pieces. Five pieces of Super Bowl memorabilia.
Uh-huh.
You better get back in here and bid again, though, because this guy named Avocado, he bid $11. He's being kind of a dick, to be honest.
What? I mean, it was not, it was more than... How much was it? I don't remember how much I bid.
Oh, you bid $10, and Avocado, he bid $11.
Okay, so he outbid me.
Yeah, but you should come. You want me to write it in for you? I'm going to write it in for you. What do you want to bid? We can do we can do $12.
And I was planning to come in on Saturday.
Let's do $11.20.
Do you do in 20 cents?
Yeah, we'll do $11.20. That'll teach Avocado a thing or two.
No. Sorry, don't do anything. I don't think this is coming from Goodwill, so I'll be there on Saturday.
Wait, why do you think it's not coming from Goodwill?
Well, they don't have in pennies. They have dollars, $4.
No, I know, but I was just going to make an exception. You know, like I work here. I can break the rules.
No, don't break a rule for me.
It's
I'm
cool.
Sorry.
It's cool.
Sir,
Are you gonna?
And never Goodwill have called me before. So,
well, you're just being paranoid.
Yes, I am.
Look.
I don't like people to call me like that.
Well, you know, is it just because you don't know how to answer a phone? Like, it took like 4 tries for you to finally be able to hear me. All right. I didn't know where to go with it. Man, I fucked that all up. I regret jumping, says, to throw in a ram head.
Your call has been forwarded to an...
Now, Med's just, I don't know, he turned off his phone or battery ran down or something.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic...
Well, poop. You know, poop. Okay, I guess the Med's finished. Let me cross a Med off with my pencil. But next we got avocado. Or it's Alvolvula. Alvavolvo. A-L-V-A-V-O. Alvavo. I'm going to stick with avocado. I'm going to tell him not to write dirty words on our sign-up sheet. Hello?
This is Alvaro. How may I help you?
Oh, Alvaro. Is that what this is? I'm calling from the Goodwill. You signed up for this auction, the Super Bowl memorabilia auction?
Yeah.
Super Bowl XLV11?
Right.
Which Roman numeral is that? Is it L minus X? So is it like 47?
Yeah, that should be 47.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it worked that way. I'm a dropout. That's why I work at Goodwill.
Oh, I can't figure it out.
Yeah, well, you're bidding
but
on
I
it.
Think why? That's right.
Yeah, I was going to tell you, like, I didn't know. What'd you say your name is? Avocado?
No, Alvaro.
Alvaro, okay. Yeah, I thought it said Alvolvula, and I was going to tell you not to write dirty words on our sign-up sheet.
Yeah. No.
So it's avocado. So it looks like the guy before you, Ahmed, he bid $10, and then you bid $11.
Right.
And you know what? That's kind of a bitch move. Like, most people, they'll do like $5 or $10 more. But you just wanted to, like,
okay,
just lowball them and just put 11 on there.
Well, it bids on Saturday.
Yeah,
right?
I know. But like, you're starting it out by doing a bitch move like that, like $10, $11. This guy after you, he bid 15 at least.
Okay. You know, I get in there, I'll bid what it ends up going for.
Yeah, but he rounded it up to. Why didn't you just do that in the first place? Why didn't you put 15 on here instead of 11? Like a girl. Like a little bitch.
Okay. Appreciate your time.
I mean,
whoever you are.
No. It's just like, first of all, you're writing dirty words here in the name section. Then you're.
No, that's my name.
Oh, yeah. Avalavaro. That's what you said.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. Well, do you work there?
Yeah, yep. I work here. I've worked here for 3 years now.
Yeah. Okay, and your name is?
But are you even a fan? Like, if you don't know what the Roman numerals are, like XLV11?
Okay, may I ask your name?
Sure, I already told you, though. My name is Roy.
No. Okay, Roy. Well, thanks.
If you're gonna act like this about it, I'll just cross your name out, because it looks like a curse word. Okay, let's try right back. I'm going to cross his name out. I'm crossing his name out right now with my pencil.
Hello?
I'm going to cross your name out if you hang up on me again like that. I'm just going to cross it out.
You know what? You're treating me really rudely, I'll talk to your supervisor.
I didn't hang up on you, did I? Oh, I'll get my supervisor.
You know what? When you say bitch move, and you tell me my name is vulgar, when it's Alvaro, A-L-V-A-R-O,
mm-hmm.
So I'm done with the conversation. But you can cross my name off.
No, I don't. I was thinking about it.
No.
I can put my supervisor on if that's what you really want.
No, when I go in there on Saturday, I'll talk to them.
Well, good. I hope you do.
That's it.
But you said I can cross you off, so you're not going to come here on Saturday, right?
Yeah, cross me off. Cross me off.
No, okay, you know what? I refuse to cross you off. I'm not going to do it.
Okay, I'm done with this.
I'm not crossing.
And I'll call Okay.
I'm not crossing off. I'm not crossing off shit.
Okay. Bye.
I'm not doing it. Wow. It's staying right. I heard him say "wow" at the end. Man, I wanted him to ask for a supervisor so I could put my supervisor on the phone. Balls. Okay. We've got one more left on this. A lot of answers on this list. 100% answer rate so far. So next is Jesse. I think it's a male Jesse. He bid $15 after Avocado bid $11. I don't really know what to do with Super Bowl stuff. Really? Super Bowl memorabilia? Especially since I don't even know what it is, really. Like, there's no picture of it. Fucking Bob Murphy. Like you know, be more descriptive and stuff. And I guess these are just, like, opening bids, and they have to show up on Saturday and do a real auction thing. This isn't just strictly a paper auction. But couldn't you just show up anyway? And, like, what's the point of even bidding anything? Maybe just so they know where to start the opening bids at the live auction thing. That's what it is. Oh, yeah, Moldy Orange. I'll just tell them they stole my pin.
Hello, Jesse?
Yes.
Hey, this is Maria over at the Goodwill.
Yeah.
And you placed a bid here for the Super Bowl XLV11.
Church?
What?
Yeah, the X, yeah, what about it?
What does XLV11 stand for?
X1, I don't know. I think it was,
You bid on it.
Yeah, it's a Super Bowl. It's the the Super Bowl. It's, I don't know, 40, 50, what's 50? We're in 50. We're in Super Bowl 52. It's probably Super Bowl 46, 45.
Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, you stole our pin.
No, I didn't.
Oh, yes, you did, because, like, everyone was in black ink until you, and then under you, everyone that signed in after that, it's in blue ink. So
no, I did not steal your pin. First of all, there was a guy before me. After me, he was in. Your pin was on a rope.
Yeah,
You're calling me for a pin?
Well, it doesn't matter the amount of what you stole. You still stole it, and it's not.
I did not steal your pin. I find that. What are you talking about? I did not steal your pin.
Look,
you know,
I'm not calling the police or anything. I'm just saying that wasn't cool.
No, I'm telling you, you don't know what the heck you're talking about. I did not steal your pin.
That's pin.
Okay.
P-E-N.
A what?
Pin. You stole the pin. Like, you wrote your name, and you wrote your phone number, and then you stole the pin, and that was really stupid, because obviously we know who you are.
What? Okay, first of all, don't talk to me like that, okay? You don't even show it on your video. If you got me stealing a fucking pen, then call me. But if you ain't got no proof telling me I stole your pen, you're wasting
proof.
Your goddamn time.
We've got circumstantial proof right here, because underneath is blue ink. And
okay, I don't care. I mean, I don't care what you're saying. If you don't got proof, you don't got proof. Why would I want to steal a fucking pen?
I think you should come in here and sign a confession sheet with your stolen pen.
You know what? Who's your fucking boss? Give me your boss name. What's your name?
Well, don't yell at me, sir. My name is Maria.
Okay. Sonia, you know what? If you were so stupid, you wouldn't be working at Goodwill, first of all.
Oh, hey.
You know,
come on. Not cool.
That's what you are. I mean, you can't even get a job anywhere else. You got to go work at Goodwill.
Oh, where do you work?
You know,
where do you work at?
Huh?
Where do you work at, genius?
I'm a director of sales, so don't worry about me. Right?
I think salespeople...
Give me your manager.
I think salespeople are the lowest form of human being.
Look what you're doing. You're calling me about sales, fool.
Yeah, no, I'm calling you because you stole our damn pin.
Okay, nobody cares about you. I didn't even steal your pin. You know what? You're full of shit.
I ain't full of nothing. Like, you just...
Yeah, you are.
You need to bring back
the
pen.
You know what? You are slow. That's why you're working at Goodwill. All right? Let me break it down for you easier.
That's not cool. At least I don't steal pens, though. I don't go around stealing pens.
Okay. Like do you have proof I stole? Do you have proof I stole your pen?
Yeah, blue ink.
Besides your Perry Mason approach of looking at different colors of pens, did you look on the floor? Because it was on a fucking string.
No, because someone cut the string.
Did you think it was kicked around?
You brought in scissors and you cut the string and you put it in your pocket.
Oh yeah. Oh, I wanted to cut the string for a fucking pen.
You're a thief.
You're full of shit.
You're a thief.
Yeah, oh my god.
And your opinion doesn't matter to me because you're a thief.
Okay. Do you need me for anything else? I mean, you're gonna take my name off the bid? Is that what you're calling me about?
No, we're not gonna do that. I just think you should probably give the pen back.
Okay, if you're not gonna do that, then why the fuck did you call me?
I don't know. Don't make me put Roy on the phone.
I don't give a damn who you put on the phone. Put him on the phone.
Roy's my supervisor, and he's pretty upset about the pen too.
Bring her ass on the phone right now.
It's a male. His name is Roy.
Well, bring his ass on his phone over here.
Can I put you on hold?
Yeah, go get his happy ass.
I will. I'm going to go get him. He's in the back room. Just a minute.
All of our representatives are currently busy. Please stay on the line, and your call will be answered by the next available representative.
My pussy good, pussy sweet. Pussy good enough to eat. Pussy good, pussy sweet. Pussy good.
This is Roy. Can I help you?
Yeah. Dude, why are you getting some of your employees to call me and harass me for a pen that I didn't steal?
Oh, this is the guy that stole the pen? Is this Jesse?
Dude, okay, who's your manager, man?
Oh, no, I'm the manager of this store. My name is Roy Gerbel.
No, I don't give a... Okay, why would I want to steal a fucking pen?
I don't know. You sound kind of mentally unbalanced or something. Like, why are you freaking out?
Because your dumbass employee called me and accused me of stealing something that I didn't steal. Dumbass.
She's not dumb. No, she's one of the smartest
cashiers. Oh, yeah. Anybody who works at Goodwill is slow. Can't get a job anywhere else. You can't even get a job at Walmart. You got to go work at Goodwill for $7.
Is that why you stole our pen? Because you don't like our cashiers?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's when I stole your pen.
Well, I don't understand why else you would do it. Like, and then you're yelling at us and calling us slow? That's not cool.
No. Okay, wait a minute. You call me. Okay, think about that. You call me. I don't even know what the hell was going on.
I mean, you're the one that's only willing to pay $15 for Super Bowl memorabilia.
Okay, first of all, I didn't steal your fucking pen, all right? Let me just put that straight up in your face and let you know. Who's your boss, man? Who do you report to?
No, we can tell you stole it because every signature under yours is in blue ink.
Okay, that doesn't make any sense, dude. There's more people in front of me and after me signing that thing up. What are you talking about? Shit!
Why are you getting so upset? This doesn't seem like... I mean,
Because why would you call me for a fucking pen? Because
we want you...
Think about it!
We want you to bring it back. Like, we don't have a lot of...
Oh, my God. You know what? Dude, I don't even have your motherfucking pen. Like, all right? Keep that in your head. I don't have your stupid-ass pen.
You know, a lot of the people here, they just work here as free community service. You don't have to be like that to them.
Oh, no. Half of those guys are fucking work release. What are you talking about? Community service because they did a DWI or something, dude. Don't mess with me. Well, I've read the goddamn stories about y'all.
Wow.
You know what?
Like,
go make your $7 an hour stocking dirty clothes, will you?
That's just not cool. Do you think you're like just above everyone else because you're a salesperson? I mean, geez.
No, I think I'm above you. Not everybody else. I think I'm above you.
Well, at least I'm not going around shoplifting pins from Goodwill.
That's right. You got me, man. Okay, you got me. You got me. I stole your goddamn pen. All right, anything else?
Can you bring it back tomorrow? Because tomorrow's the auction. Can you bring it with you?
Oh, yeah. No. Dude, I don't give a damn about it. You know what? If I win the thing, I want to see you, and I want you to tell me I stole your pen, because I'm going to pop you in your face for telling me that.
Oh, well, okay, so now you're going to come in and like, you know, start violence and stuff here with us?
No, I'm telling you that if you're going to accuse me of stealing a pen, you better have fucking proof, dude.
We do have proof. There's blue ink below your signature.
No, you have a blue ink pen and a brown ink pen. You got
black
cameras. Put those bitches on.
Well, no, the cameras, those are just dummy cameras. They don't actually work. We can't afford real cameras.
Now they're dummy cameras. All right, whatever, dude. Anything else? You're wasting my time, dude. Anything else?
Well, I don't see why you're getting so upset.
Anything
over it. It's just a pin. Like, why don't you just bring the pin back?
Okay,
just
admit, answer my question. Anything else?
Can you just admit that you stole the pin and bring it back?
Do you need anything else? Dude, okay, who's your boss, man? Okay, you're doing this just to irritate me now. You're not even getting any type of... What's your boss's name?
I'm not trying to irritate you. I just like the pin back.
Okay, time out. I said, what's your boss's name?
And if you could you bring the string back too? Like, replace the string that you damaged?
Answer my question. What is your boss's name?
Ryan Jardina. He's the district manager for Goodwill. Like, he's not the CEO or anything.
And what's your name?
This is Roy Gerbel.
How do you spell your last name?
It's G. G as in Nat. E as in I. R as in Arwanda. B as in BBQ. I as in Ian. And L as in LOL.
All right. Anything else? Do you need anything else? I'm gonna call your district manager right now as soon as we get off the phone.
Why? Like, are you gonna confess?
Because I'm gonna report you, dude. I'm gonna want you. You know, my job from this point on is to make you lose your job. I want you to know that right now.
Why would you do that? Like,
that's my goal. That's my goal, dude. Anything else you need from me?
But if you think like we're lower,
anything else you need from me?
It's kind of like you're picking on the disabled.
Roy,
if you think we're just mentally deficient.
Do you need anything else you need from me, Roy?
Can you bring the string back? You damaged the string,
Roy,
that was attached to the pin.
Roy, that's a question. Do you need anything else from me?
Yes, I'm telling you what else we need. Tomorrow when you come and you bring the pin back, can you bring the string that you cut with scissors?
Bye.
You don't need to get that upset, though. I mean, really, come on, it's just a pin. Can't you find where he goes? Holy crap. I've been yelled at like that in a long time. Jesus Christ, you guys. What the hell was that? He's all like bad mouthing and Goodwill employees and stuff. That was terrible. Calling us all slow. I'm not slow. Yeah, I regret jumping. He like put the pistol to me. Holy shit. All right, let's see. Goodwill. Super Bowl. We never really got a clear answer to what XLV11 is. Or, I mean, II, sorry. Guess I can delete that page. Or, I don't know. Maybe I should call that guy back. I want to just end the show now. Like, we're done. Show's over. No, we got three more to call here. Hold on a second. I'm gonna go to the original email, get his number again. Let's see. That was Jesse. I just want to see what kind of person he is. I want to see where he works. Is he going to be on Facebook? He's like the type of guy that goes into like McDonald's and yells at the employees for being idiot employees. You know, I'm in sales. I don't work at McDonald's, you fucking loser. I'm so much better than you. There he is. Yep, he's on Facebook. I don't want to give out his info, though. I'm sorry, you guys. It doesn't say what he does for... work and education. No workplaces to show. I bet you he's unemployed. There's no workplaces on here. Timeline hasn't posted since June of 2017. I probably just can't see. He's in a sports bar, though, and he's wearing a sports jersey of some sort. Wow, okay. Man, Jesse needs to meditate or find Jesus or something. I don't know. He probably does telemarketing. That's what he means by sales. What did he say? I'm a top sales whatever something something. Okay, last three on the list. We're going to start with a guy named Omar. He wants a Samsung flat screen TV. Man, I wish Jesse would have been the last call of the day. That would have been the perfect way to end the show. I should have said that. I regret jumping. What do you sell? Drugs? Ponzi schemes? What can we say about a Samsung flat screen TV? We could say we found out that somebody took out the flat screen part and they put a tube TV inside of it. So now it sticks out like 3 feet. I don't know. It's discolored. I could say it's in black and white. I don't know. The first bid is $60 by Omar. Oh, Free Chemo says it's a smart TV with 1 terabyte of porn pre-downloaded into it.
Hello?
Hi, Omar?
Yeah?
Hey, this is Roy from the Goodwill. You bid on this Samsung flat screen TV?
Yes.
Do you remember how many inches it is?
How the what?
How many inches? Like, how big is the TV?
60.
Huh?
60?
Yeah, no, how many inches? Like, the screen. Like, it was like, was it like 80 inches or 100?
No, I don't see how many inches.
Oh, yeah, just curious. Anyway, so it turns out this TV, it only plays pornography. Like, it's got a hard drive in it. It's filled with about 1 terabyte of pornography.
Okay.
So, it like, you can't hook it up to anything else. All it's going to play is pornography.
Okay. All right.
So just naked people doing it.
All right. Thank you.
It's like hardcore porn. Do you understand?
All right. Yeah, I understand.
Is that cool? Like, do you still want to bid on it?
Can I go check it later? I go check it out over there.
Yeah, yeah. You want to see the porn? You want to see the porn? It's pretty good porn.
Sure.
But it's only porn of dead porn stars, like the ones that are dead.
Uh-huh.
Like, so all of the people that you see in the porn videos, they're all dead people. But they used to be alive, and they used to be hot.
Okay.
It's like old people porn.
Okay.
It's all in black and white.
All right. Bye.
It's mostly trans stuff. But that's cool. It's 2018. Don't judge. Okay, there he goes. He didn't understand a thing I was saying. Forget that guy. Let's move on to Raquel. Should I do the same thing with her? Should I do something else? The TV's leaking. What's it leaking? I regret jumping. What's leaking out of it? TV fluid? Tell him the brakes need new pads and rotors? Okay, hi, bitch. I found a litter of kittens in the TV. Don't light a match near the TV or it will go up like the Hindenburg. Comes with 7 remotes. The Rams pooed on it. The TV has tiny people in it that do all the shows. The TV was once owned by LL Cool J, so it's worth a lot.
Your call has been forwarded to an
automatic... Okay, now she's hitting the button, isn't she? Like, that was less than 4 rings. I'm going to try one more time. TV's waterlogged. Hello, Raquel?
Hello.
Raquel?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Roy from Goodwill. You bid on this Samsung flat-screen TV?
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Yeah, I need to tell you something about it. Can you hear me?
What happened?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, what happened?
Oh, nothing happened exactly. It's just that it was leaking. The TV was leaking a lot. So, we tried to refill it, but we didn't have enough TV juice to refill it with. So, what we did is we took an old tube TV, you know, one of those big console TVs that used to sit on floors back in the 80s. And we put that inside of it. So, it's still a flat screen TV, and it's still widescreen, but it's going to stick out from the wall about 3 feet.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah. Okay.
But we found out that this TV, it used to belong to LL Cool J. So it's actually worth more. I mean, you bid $70 on it. Like, you're... And she hung up. Why'd she hang up on me? I don't... Could she hear me? Jewish Princess says it identifies as a washing machine. Only gets 3 local channels. Yeah, she hates LL Cool J. You can tell.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
The TV came from a retirement center. It only gets QVC and the Hallmark Channel.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic...
Damn it. I don't think we're going to top Jesse. May as well just give up. All right, last on the list, I think his name is Lars for this TV. The TV's backwards, the screen faces the wall. It may or may not open an interdimensional space gateway. Hate when that happens.
Hello?
Hi, Lars?
Yes.
It's Roy from the Goodwill. You bid on this Samsung TV?
Yes.
That was like the 55-inch one, right?
Yeah, the Samsung.
Yeah, 55 inches, or was it the bigger one?
Yes.
Yes to which? Okay, anyway, it was leaking. The TV started leaking. But
leaking?
Yeah, we were able to
plug. Oh, no.
Yeah, we were able to plug the leak, though. Like, we were able to plug the leak, and we refilled it with a little bit more. So I think the levels are back up, and it's working. You know, this TV's from a retirement home, right?
No, I did not.
Okay, and it actually used to belong to LL Cool J, so it's probably worth more than the $75 you bid for it, so you're getting a pretty good deal.
Wow, okay.
But, yeah, it's spent the last few years in a retirement home, and for some reason we can only get it to pick up QVC and the Hallmark Channel.
Okay.
And the picture's a bit sloshy because of the leak, but I think it's going to clear up.
Okay. I can always get it looked at, too.
What's that?
I can always get it looked at, also.
Oh, you don't have to get it looked at. I think it works just fine. We fixed it. We took it in the back room. Maria plugged the leak. We refilled it. It seems like it's doing just fine.
Sure.
So, yeah, I felt like I should let you know that it only gets QVC and the Hallmark Channel. You can't hook anything external up to it. It just gets those two channels and nothing else. There's no antenna on it. What?
No HDMI?
HDMI,
like input.
There is, but we had to put Play-Doh inside of them to plug up the leak, because that's where TV juice was leaking out of. And there's no antenna, but we jammed a fork into the coax. So it is getting QVC in the Hallmark Channel. So it's fine. There's still a floppy disk drive on the back of it. So I guess you can load TV shows through that.
Okay, what?
A floppy drive, you know, like a 3.5-inch drive. We put floppy disks into it. Hello, Lars? Hello? Lars, hello?
Isn't it good until the final bid on Saturday?
Yeah, yeah. Are you going to come in on Saturday and do the final bidding?
Possibly, yeah.
Okay. And did they tell you that the TV faces backwards? Like the mounting brackets are on the front, so it actually faces the wall?
What are you talking about?
I don't know why. It's just the way it's hooked up. I don't know why. I don't understand TVs, to be honest.
Yeah, it sounds like it. All right. Have a good one.
Hey, I have one more question. Ah, come on, Lars. I need to ask him about the pin. You need mirrors to watch it. It'll make it easy to put the floppy disks in that way, though.
Yeah.
Hey, Lars, did you take our pin after you signed this auction sheet? Because our pin is missing.
Did I what?
The ink pen you used to sign this auction sheet, did you steal our pin?
Oh, yeah, it was a sweet pen. Like, I needed it.
No, I'm serious. Like, the pin is missing, and we noticed that you were the last person to sign it, so did you steal our pin?
I mean, yeah, but I'll bring it back.
Will you tomorrow?
Yeah.
Because I can hear you clicking the pin in the background, so I know you took it.
It actually wasn't a clicking pin. It was like a Papermate pin.
Oh, no. Like a erasable pin? This was a clicking pin. Don't bring back a Papermate and try and pass that off as the pin.
Yeah, I'll make sure and bring that pencil back.
It's a pin. It's not a pencil.
Yeah, pencil. Yeah.
No, it's a pin. PIN.
PIN number?
P-E-N.
PIN number. My PIN number is 0754.
All right. And your last four of your social, please?
2239.
All right. Your debit card.
You want
card.
My credit card number, too? Yeah.
Your debit card. Is it MasterCard or Visa?
That is Visa. It's F-U-C-K-O-F-F.
Hey. Not cool.
That's my number.
Not cool. I'm hanging up on you, Lars.
All right. Love you, too.
I hope you don't win this TV. Yeah, I'd say he's on to me as well, Henrik. Gosh darn it. Yep, what a joker. That Lars, he's such a joker. I'm going to cross him off my list. Should we call up Jesse one more time to say, hey, we were just kidding around, that's all. Just joking with you, that's all. No big deal. I don't know. I'd rather, no. Actually, you know what? I'm not going to do that, because I would rather Lars dedicate his entire day to getting everyone at Goodwill fired. Maybe I'll call Lars back tomorrow or something when I call back these other people. But yeah, I'm just going to let Jesse go at it. I'm going to let him be on his mission today. Hi, bitch wants to fight Jesse. I think we all want to fight Jesse. Man, what an asshole. Fucking Jesse. What's his problem? Holy shit. I think he has a picture. I think his cover photo is of the Trump rally. I think he likes Trump. I think... Oh, wait. No. That's a Foo Fighters concert. Never mind. I don't know if it's Foo Fighters. It's some sort of a... It's not a Trump... Well, maybe it is a Trump thing. I can't tell. I don't know. I'm just making assumptions. The picture's from 2014. Never mind. I'm stupid. All right. So that's going to be the end of today's show. I'm sorry I can't go to 12:30. I've got to take off in about 15 minutes. I got shit to do. Taking a big old road trip today. Hopefully I'll be back at some point this evening, and I'm going to put the show together and put it out on the podcast feed. It's going to be the best show ever because Jesse's going to yell at us a whole bunch. I think to end out the show, we're going to listen to something a little bit different than what we've been listening to. We're going to listen to some Air Supply. So thank you, everyone. Thanks for listening to the show. Thanks for giving me suggestions. And I'll see you next time. Hopefully I'll do another show this weekend, by the way, because I still have to make up for last week. I only did one show last week. One regular show, anyway. Be sure to listen to XYZ. He starts in about 42 minutes. Over at Mixler.com/XYZQWA. He's pretty funny sometimes. Sometimes. All right, bye, everyone.
This is the time when you need a friend. You just need someone near.
Hey, man. Hello.
Hello.
So now that they're giving us movie homework assignments to go watch, like the movie Powder.
Ah, crap. I forgot about that.
I think you should do it like some special episodes like the people at East Radio were doing, you know, Matt Weinstein and Cheryl Murkowski and all those people. And have special episodes a la Mystery Theater, Science Theater 3000.
Why do you sound out of breath? What have you been doing?
Where you just play the audio of the movie for your listeners, but it's you and a couple of friends there co-hosting and just commenting funny shit in the movie, maybe throwing a few prank calls in there. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
If you want.
You know, Palindrome, he was talking about doing Powder for movie night this Saturday. I don't know if that's actually going to happen, but that's pretty much what movie night sounds like. It's just us making fun of whatever movie we're watching. It doesn't sound as professional probably as what you're talking about, because everybody's too drunk to be professional. But if any of you want to participate in movie night, you can go to discord.gg/pranks. And you can get this Riff Tracks Mystery Science Theater 3000 thing live, maybe, if we do that, this Saturday after the Dwight Show. That's the Hijinks chat room. They do a lot of prank call stuff in there.
Just an idea. Just a stolen idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. You could post some YouTube videos of it or something.
Maybe.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
You never knew. Someone should just record the chat room and post it up on some feed somewhere. Someone who's not me, because I don't feel like it.
Bradley, hey.
Hey.
The Lion 227 calling you.
Hey.
Listen, that little cricket song, I played it a few times there. It seems a bit racist. It seems kind of funny to me.
Does it?
I don't think people talk like that anymore.
Don't
but
they?
It's still funny. And by the way, Carlito...
It's more like a stereotype than racism, isn't it?
They're assholes. They seem like jerk-offs. So anyway, baby, honey, I'll fill you up a little later, like a little turtle. Peace.
Okay.
Bye.
I think he said Carlito's an asshole. I totally agree. That's why he's so good at prank calls.
Hey, Brad. It's Wasted Memory. I support you on the Patreon. Isn't that weird?
Yay.
Anyway, I have seen that Powder movie. I saw it when it was a new movie. I was like 6 or 10 or something like that. But it was a really weird movie.
I saw it when you were 6?
And I really, really enjoyed it because he had lightning and stuff coming out of his hands. Otherwise, it was a very weird movie. Thanks for reminding me about it.
No problem.
Watch it again right now. And hopefully there is an extra director's cut scene. Thanks, Brad.
Yeah, that's what I want to find out. Is there a director's cut? Because I always liked the Powder movie, even though it's all fucked up and completely stupid. I would love to see some extra scenes from that. It was pretty much just like Phenomenon with John Travolta. I can't remember which one came out first, but I worked in a theater when they both came out. Oh yeah, that's probably why I watched Powder. That's probably how I even thought to try watching it. But I think when Phenomenon came out, we were calling it Powder 2. Or maybe when Powder came out, we were calling it Phenomenon 2, Part 2, the sequel. Because it was almost the same thing. Some guy being a super genius. They're both from small hick towns, and everybody hates them.
Hey, Roy. It's Steve Falcon here.
Hey, T-Falcon.
By Cold Owl. I just had a great idea
that
I think you should do. Instead of doing the butthole winking, you should do some titty winking calls. Like, tell one... that they need to stop having their tits stare at you out the window and winking their nipples at you.
I'm sick of this.
That could be a good idea.
Hey, Brad. It's the guy who stole the Patreon videos.
Oh, shit.
What? Okay, that was the end. There's another voicemail from him. Probably a correction.
Hey, Brad. You really gotta include a number to press to restart and re-record your voicemail. Also, not all of the listeners...
It's pound.
...they're high. I've never been high when I've listened to the show or drunk.
Yeah, right.
All right, bye.
I'm pretty sure you can hit any number on the voicemail and start your message over. It'll be like, to save your message, press 1 to re-record. You know, it does that thing. Like any voicemail, just hit any button. Instead of hanging up, hit a button. Probably pound, though. That'd be your best bet.
Hey, Brad, what do you call a Japanese kickboxer whose father has diarrhea?
There.
That's a slap happy jappy with a crap happy pappy.
That was a good one.
All right, I'm going to go swallow all the Drano in the house now.
I'm glad I played that sound effect for you.
Hey, Brad, I went and I downloaded that movie Powder instead of watch it. But then I saw it was like 2 hours long or something. And I didn't really like the director because he banged all those kids. And I started watching it.
I kind of fast-forwarded through it.
It didn't seem very good. And Powder's head kind of looks like a scrotum. And his eyelashes made me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I have to give the movie 1 star, even though I watched 2 minutes of it. I'm probably going to watch the end on YouTube when I get home.
The whole thing was cast really poorly, it seemed like.
Oh, thank you. The cactus.
You're welcome.
3 gigabytes. I'll send it to you so you can see it too.
Oh,
bye.
Thanks. By the way, Noel, somewhere, I forget where, he let me know that there is a Indian version of Powder. Like, the entire movie is completely remade, and the entire movie is also all up on YouTube. And really, it looks like it's done better than the American version, although there's a bunch of weird, like, I think there's musical numbers in it, like it's a musical, maybe? And I'm not going to watch it because it's not in English, and I'm not going to sit there and read subtitles. It's like a 2-hour movie. But I did watch the cafeteria scene where he does the spoon tower thing with his mind, and it's pretty much a shot-for-shot remake on that part. But then there's a ton of the movie, you know, like I just skimmed through it, and it was, you know, nothing like the actual Powder movie. It looked very bizarre, though. I'm going to put a link to it in the show notes right now if anyone wants to watch that. It's totally worth 2 hours of your time. They need to just remake Powder. Remake it without a child molester director and with a much better cast. That shouldn't be hard to do.
Hey, Brad, I think it's something that you could probably pull off, and I bet you could do it pretty well, especially since you've been using
alternate voices and stuff like that. But don't use your alternate voices this time. I really think that what you could do is pretend that you have multiple person disorder. Like, you just write it down before you start your, you know, your thing. Call the Hobosode or whatever, multiple person disorder.
Okay.
And pretend that you're three different people.
Okay.
One's a girl, one's who you are, okay, and then one is whoever you want to make up, a guy or another guy or another girl or whatever.
I get it.
Or a
okay.
Kid, or
I'll do it.
Grandparent
sounds
or something.
Sounds great.
Just make up three people, and especially like this.
G-Ad did something like this, sort of similar, on the most recent Calls of Mass Confusion that we just filmed last week. It was pretty funny.
You know, and you pretend that you're the three people, different people, and without them knowing who you are, and try to see how confusing you can make the situation.
Yeah.
That is a challenge that I will give you.
Okay.
All right, this is Greg T. and out. Bye.
Bye, Greg T. I'll add that to my challenge list that I never seem to get around to doing things on.
Hey, Brad, it's Will. I'm just checking in on you.
Hey, Will.
Last time I called in, you said I was lying about the old lady getting electrified or whatever, but this is from Snowplow Show, August 23rd, 2016, the Fifi Show.
I think, except the part where I was really racist. I edited that part out. You can only see that in the video. Oh, and I took out the part where I got the old lady to take the cover off of her circuit breaker box and try to remove some of the wires with a fork. I took that out because she ended up in the hospital. And I don't need any legal trouble, so I had to take that part out. I'm sorry. If you want to hear that part, be sure to listen to the video version.
Sounds like a bunch of fakery.
I'm sure that was just a joke after listening to it a bunch of times. But I don't know. I just wanted to see some backstory behind that to see, like, if that was a joke or not. But anyway, appreciate your show, man. Every day. See ya.
I think you're the one that's joking. I think you made that up. I think you took clips of my voice. I've seen, like, news about AI where you can take someone's voice and make them say anything you want now. You know what, Will? I've got enough trouble these days without you making things up and trying to convince people that I'm killing old ladies. What the hell, Will?
Hi, Brad. It's Max Power. So I have a really crazy idea that I thought would be interesting.
Okay.
One of your listeners out there should start doing Uber, decorate their car with PLA merchandise, and play nothing but PLA-related content during the entire course of the Uber trips.
Yeah.
You can call it the Cactus Mobile.
I'm all for that.
I just think that would be really cool if somebody out there did that. Anyways, thanks. Bye.
Does Uber let you do that? Do they let you promote your own shit when you're giving people rides places? I've never taken an Uber. I don't know how it works. I thought they were all strict about everything. Kind of assholes.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
It's Gordon. I haven't called you for a while.
Hey, Gordon.
I've just been listening to the Smoke Love Show, drinking a bit, you know, as you do on a Thursday night. And,
of course.
You know what?
Every single one of you.
No, I will not watch Powder.
Aw, come on.
Because I've already seen it. Are you impressed? I've already seen it. I saw it about 6 years ago in a geography lesson at school.
In a what?
So,
in a drug-free lesson at school? They played Powder for you? That's nice.
Yeah. No, I'm...
That'll keep you off drugs.
I'm not going to watch it, okay? And what are you going to do about it?
I don't know.
You motherfucker.
Cry, I guess.
All right. Hang up the call.
All right. I'm hanging up.
Hey, Brad. This is Holden Martins Johnson here.
Hello.
I tried calling you from a weird-ass number with an 883 prefix, and... after the ringing, it just goes dead, so I hope I don't spam the shit out of the voicemail with that shit, but...
I didn't see it in there.
What are you gonna do? I think this is my first message left from not a shitty payphone, so... thanks, man, for the great show. Peace.
Why, thank you.
Hey, Brad, guess who? I'm just sitting over here... well, not just sitting, I'm driving too. And I have my Wawa coffee...
That's
nice.
...and
your Wawa show... what I should really do is maybe get the super Wawas that are, like, in a 5-minute radius of each other. There's, like, a bunch of them. They just start opening up.
You should go hang out in Wawas while I have them flip all the switches. It'll be hilarious.
They had one in the same town and decided to open up another super Wawa, not even 5 minutes from it, like, a two-minute drive.
Oh, those bastards.
This other super Wawa that's, like, brand new and fancy.
What were they thinking?
Exactly the same. And I should give you their numbers, so that way you can call them and say, hey, we're going to compete meet with you and get you out of business or something stupid. I don't know. But there's Wawa's everywhere around here. I just passed...
Fucking Wawa's.
I passed 5 of them.
Wawa's and Sheetz.
Maybe a 15-minute drive.
Who do they think they are?
If that. And it's just insane. Wawa's are everywhere. And
I know.
They're going to take over.
Oh, my God.
And they're just going to replace all the Piggly Willies.
Yeah, okay. Bye, favorite guy from 609. I'm going to end your voicemail before you say something on the end that makes me feel uncomfortable.
Hey, Brad.
Makes me blush.
Thanks for trying to make us watch Powder. I feel like that was a big prank you pulled on us because I couldn't even get to the trailer.
Yeah, the trailer was terrible. I don't know what was with the trailer. The trailer was worse than the movie, I thought.
Maybe I'm too harsh. Anyways, I thought it was pretty funny how many of those cashiers kept telling you that, you know, since you're from the corporate office, you should know that they can't turn off the power. But, like, how many times over the years have you gotten people to turn off the power just because you said, I'm from the corporate office.
Yeah.
Go turn off the power.
Stupid Wawa people.
I thought it was funny how insistent they were that they can't do that.
Yeah.
Anyways, bye, Brad. Thank you for your service, Brad.
Bye. Thanks for not watching Powder.
Hey, Brad. It's your favorite radio producer, Kirsty.
Hey, Kirsty.
Just wanted to let you know that I'm giving you money now.
Oh, it's about time.
Yeah, not on the Patreon or anything. I, like, sent you a $2 bill and then, like, 63 cents and then we changed. I found in my friend's couch. So, yeah. Enjoy
Thanks.
That.
I appreciate
You're welcome.
It.
Welcome.
Okay.
You should get that and I don't know. How long does mail take to go places?
Like 3 years, probably.
No. You'll get it eventually. Enjoy
who,
that money. Don't
who sends
spend it
anything
place.
In the mail anymore?
Bye. Cactus and such.
Bye, Kirsty. And I guess that's all the voicemails. Nobody watched Powder. I thought I would have 5 billion reviews for Powder, but you guys didn't fall for it. You didn't watch that stupid, horrible movie. Nobody fell for my trick. Whatever. I don't care. So I guess that's the end of today's show. Thank you very much, Thunor, for being a sponsor, making all that crazy stuff with Goodwill people happen. We learned a lot of good things today, like we learned that your grandma probably thinks you're gay, but she's not going to admit to it until you come out of the closet to her. And what else? We learned that there's, you know, people like serial killer types, they like to mount heads of dead animals on their walls, even if they're not manly enough to kill the animals themselves. Isn't the animal, like, on the wall supposed to be like a trophy? Isn't he basically doing the same thing as going to Goodwill and just picking up some random trophy off the shelf? With somebody else's name on it and putting it in his man cave? I mean, come on, just kill your own animal. Don't be a pussy. And then, of course, we learned, don't be that guy. Don't be a Jesse. Don't go around thinking that you're better than everybody else, even if you really are. I mean, holy shit, he just let everything out. He bared his feelings about Goodwill employees to all of us to listen to. He just thinks everybody that's not him is an idiot. I bet you he yells at waitresses and stuff, berates them. He probably keeps paycheck stubs in his pocket, so whenever he has to prove something to somebody, like if the cashier over at Wendy's gives him a little bit of attitude, he'll like yank out his paycheck stub and like just shove it in her face. Be like, look how much I make, you stupid bitch. You're nothing. You're nobody. Let me explain this to you real slow. You'll never be half the man I am, because you're just a piece of shit that works here at Wendy's. Man, I wonder if he was in an office when he was yelling at me like that. Like other people in the office could hear him, or in the other cubicles. I am going to try and call him back, either tomorrow or Sunday, and, you know, just apologize to him. The guy's just kidding. See how he handles that. He's just joshing with you.
Me and my grandma went to prison together.
Best friends forever.
Me and my grandma went to prison together.
Best friends forever.
Me and my grandma did it, we did the crime. So together, we gotta do the time. Buck naked in line at the prison admissions. Welcome to hell. Grandma cries and I yell, wake the fuck up, grandma! We're in prison! Survival is a mission, think with precision. We gotta survive, learn to stay alive. Join a prison gang for protection so we don't die.
Why are we getting tattoos on our foreheads?
Cause in a prison gang, you gotta follow orders. Gotta survive, learn to stay alive. After a few months, it was easy time. We lift weights together, play dominoes. Gambling for cigs and the TV remote. In our bunk in the cell, grandma gets the top. A smooch good night when the lights go out. Me and my grandma, together in prison. Praise the prisms, crystals, wisdom, lockdown. Sweaty mayor of a hot town. Corruption, death, destruction. destruction. The walls are crumbly, my stomach's grumbly. The prison butthole weed gets us all mumbly. Praise Jay humbly through all the strife. Me and my grandma in prison for life. Me and my grandma went to prison together.
Best friends forever.
Me and my grandma went to prison together.
Best friends forever.
Me and my grandma went to prison together.
Best friends forever.
Me and my grandma went to prison together.
Best friends forever.
Survival is the mission. Think with precision. This isn't Faggot County Jail, bitch. This is prison. Grandma's got the vision. We gotta get a hustle. Me, I got the muscle. Ready to rustle. Snickers and Ruffles. Heroin hustles. A pound of heroin in my grandma's stretchy butthole. Poop it out. Let's make some money. There's money on the yard. Don't be a retard. And it's so pretty. Crooked mayor of a cold city. Me and my grandma in prison. And it's so gritty. We run this shit like Master Blaster. She sits on my shoulders and gives me the orders. Bricks and mortar, barbed wire fences, life sentence, plaintiffs, defendants. Wake up! We're in prison, grandma! And lights out, can I get a hand job? Yeah. Me and my grandma went to prison together. Best friends forever. Me and my grandma went to prison together.
Best friends forever.
Me and my grandma went to prison together.
Best friends forever.
Me and my grandma went to prison together.
Best friends forever.
Amway Arena.
Okay, that is the strangest thing I've ever heard.